St. Brecon's were, I suppose, definitely the better side on the day. They were only relegated in 2018 and had bounced back up just after one season in intermediate. And while five teams were relegated in Clare last year, a lot of eyebrows were raised that Brecon's were one of them. They'd be classed as one of the best clubs in Clare. So they were fairly hot favourites for the intermediate Clare Championship, and they duly obliged, and they'll be fairly hotly tipped now to go and secure Munster glory. But on the day, Brecon's were by far the better side, you'd have to say. They'd built up a 9-point lead just after half-time. They fairly turned the screw just after half-time. In fairness to Galtee Gaels, they rallied at the end of each half, and two late Bob Choyles points at the end of the first half, coupled with an Alan Coughlin point, managed to pull the gap back to 2 points. And St. Brecon's went in 1-6 to 7 points ahead at the break, but just after half time, St. Brecon's hit them with 1-5. Joe McGann scored a cracker of a goal, and they rattled off points. Aidan Davidson was kind of chief tormentor for Galtee Gaels, if you like. I think he finished with 1-6 on the day. And after that, really, the contest was over. It kind of lulled for a while. And I think if Galtee Gaels kind of got a bit of a lift, there was 6 minutes went up at a time, and the crowd kind of fed into it. The gap had been narrowed from 9-6. And now, while goals were going to be needed, it kind of gave Galtee Gaels a bit of a boost, and they fed off of it. Tommy Choyles, who had been kind of playing second fiddle to Dale Masterson and Liam Tierney in midfield, really got into the game, and he started supplying Bob. And Bob Choyles stung Tristan O'Callaghan in the Brecon's goal. He stung his palms twice. One, he pulled off an absolutely brilliant save down to his left in the bottom corner to keep that out. And if those had gone in, it may have been a different story, but I think it would have been an injustice to Brecon, to be honest. And I don't think too many Galtee Gaels people would disagree with that.